Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the ease? Showing away the time? Are you gathering up the keys?
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about continuing our visit with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. She is the Tax Mama. TaxMama.com. Check her website out. You'll be smarter when you do, I promise you. You got a daily tip out there too, don't you, Eva?
Well, I used to have a daily tip. Now it's about weekly.
Well, but about weekly. That works.
I promise next year I will be up. I will be doing it weekly.
All right. And then Deduct Everything. That's the new book. So I encourage you to check that out. That's available wherever books are sold. Save money with hundreds of write-offs and legal tax breaks, credits, loopholes. These are all in this book, folks, so check that out. Eva, what's new on the payroll tax front?
Well, you know, I learned an interesting thing when I was at an IRS meeting a couple of months ago, and it seems that, you know, the IRS collects about 90% of the government's money, right?
Yep.
We know they're big on that. But it's about 68% of the money they collect comes from payroll taxes. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
I didn't either. I never thought about it. And one of the problems they are running into is companies are not paying all of their payroll taxes. And as they start getting behind, once they start getting behind, it gets worse and worse.
It starts getting, oh yeah, now once you fall off, I've seen this more than once, once you fall off the grid, so to speak, you sort of don't know how to get back on the grid.
They really don't. And so because this is such an important part of the budget, IRS is now starting a new policy that when companies start getting a little bit behind, they are going to go pay a visit to the company.
Wow.
They are going to go visit them, find out what's going on, maybe, believe it or not, help them and guide them into a way to make
it. Wow. Well,
feasible.
You know what? I would welcome that.
Yeah.
If they come in and say, "Hey, folks, what's going on? We don't want you to get upside down. The penalties could be huge. The interest could be huge. You could go to jail."
Mm-hmm.
Let me
help you.
What can we do to help you? I tell you what, I know a lot of folks who would have appreciated that over the years.
Yeah, can you imagine somebody coming in and saying, "I'm from the IRS and I'm here to help you"?
Yeah.
But that's what they're going to do. And one of the reasons that they're doing it is, this just knocked me out because I wasn't paying attention. Apparently last year, there was at least one payroll company, payroll service provider, that absconded with everybody's funds. And here is the bad thing. You pay your payroll company, they take the money out of your bank to pay the taxes. If they steal it, you still owe 100% of that to the IRS.
Wow.
You have to pay it twice.
Wow.
So there are ways to reduce some of that. So if you write to TaxMama.com, just go to the website and click Ask a Free Question. I will tell you how to get out of that total double payment.
Wow.
But to avoid it, there is a way. And the IRS has something called EFTPS.gov, EFTPS.com. That's the Electronic Federal Tax Payment System. It's free. You link it to your bank account, and you have the payments come directly out of that.
That's what we do.
Exactly. And even if you use a payroll service, you can do this. They don't like it because then they don't get the money on your float.
Right.
But you pay it directly out of your own bank account.
Yep.
Nobody gets to steal it.
Yep.
So this is important. This is why I wanted to talk about this today, because I want to make sure that people don't put themselves in a position to have somebody whose business is failing steal your money.
This is, and that's exactly right. And I'll tell you, this topic, folks, and Eva, and I know you know this, and a lot of people out there who are cringing or nodding their head, one or the other, depending on where they are on the timeline, this takes down a lot of businesses.
It does.
Not having not having enough cash flow. This is where being undercapitalized is so dangerous and so destructive. Not having enough cash flow to make payroll, to pay the bills and the taxes.
Yeah. really, if your business isn't set up that you are able to set the money aside to cover your payroll taxes when you generate them, you need to get a job.
Yep.
It is safer. You will come out ahead in the long run. I promise you, you are not designed or meant to be in business.
That's right. And it's not. And it may not be because you're not a good business person. It's because you're undercapitalized.
You're undercapitalized.
I talk about this all the time.
I talk
about this. I've been pounding this into this microphone now for all these years. It's the reason why 50% of people fail in 4 years. It's the single biggest reason.
Hey, Eva, why should you fail?
Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much.
Come back soon.
I will.
Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, Deduct Everything. That's her new book. TaxMama.com. That's her website. You'll thank me later for going there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.